Manifestation. What we know about it is pretty generic, often originating from New Age spirituality, much of which is colonized Hinduism, which for those of us from the culture know as Sanatan Dharma. You know, because the ism part is super problematic. Grouping us as solely a religion makes no sense to us, as what we have is a vast repository of knowledge, embodied philosophies, sciences, and many ways of seeing. Anyway, from a dharmic perspective, which is to say from the perspective of Sanatan Dharma, we know that manifestation is age-old. As true yoga sadhaks, we are constantly in the process of manifesting our deepest soul desires. We refer to this as a sankalpa, which I have come to understand is an integral part of the manifestation process for spiritual seekers. The Hindu chakra system itself provides an insight in how to manifest. This is an innate trust that we nurture through our efforts of practice, our sadhana, trust in our soul's unfoldment. Starting from the root, muladhara, planting the seed deep within to the next stage, which involves emotions and feelings, clearing this energy and being in a right relationship with one's emotional state, to going up higher, manipura, truly trusting and believing in one's intentions, to the heart, where shraddha, inner faith and devotion, takes seat and blooms, and to the throat, speaking our truth, speaking words into reality, a reality that aligns with our innate truths, and so on. The point is, manifestation is truly an embodied experience, co-created with our inner divinity. But what is most important and what Sanatan Dharma teaches is that in order to manifest a greater alignment with the reality we imagine, is that this desire must not just be for our personal fulfillment. It must, and first, as the foundation, as the soil for the seed, be for the purpose of upholding Dharma. So, as you practice manifesting what you desire, you must act from an ethical consciousness and consider the laws of nature, that your desire must not harm another or disrupt the natural order. My most successful story is how I manifested my now husband. I had written a manifestation letter a year before we met. I read it out a few times over the course of the year. It was written in a way that didn't focus on personal gain. It was honest and simple and focused on how I wish to feel in relationship and how that would support my swadharma and actually benefit the positive impact I wish to make in the world. Following this process comes surrender and focusing on just doing my duty, not fixating, just living my life passionately with determination and purpose, with effort and the attitude of right living. I show up for dharma and dharma shows up for me. It is the foundation of manifesting. And recently, I was fortunate enough to do a sankalpa meditation with my teacher, a qualified indigenous yoga teacher, and it was a truly nourishing and stabilizing experience, one that gave clarity and alignment with my soul desires. Essentially, in Western thinking, you'd call it a manifestation practice. So tell me, what are you manifesting right now? What is your deepest desires? What's working? Are you in alignment with the universal forces? Or are you still in the same place? What's not working? Let me know. I hope you got something out of this episode. I'm Payal. I changed my life through getting dharmic support and through a creative healing process, which became my She Rises program. And yes, it involves how to manifest your big vision. I begin the 6-week online course around specific moon cycles. Check out the details if you're ready to start on this new moon cycle. Link is given below. There's still time to make that decision to invite big, positive changes. That decision to take your power back. Rise up, warrior.